and sister.
我们很高兴下个星期天有目前已经知道有一位姐妹和小三姐妹愿意受洗归入主耶稣的名下。
We're so pleased that Sister Ho decided to get baptized next Sunday.
如果当中还有人有感动的，也欢迎你向主的恩典能够在众人面前来宣告。
If there's other members touched by God and haven't been baptized, you're welcome to step forward.
我们今天想跟大家分享的信息呢，是关于我们每一天的生活里面确实会有很多的机会。 好像走到十字路口上面。
So we're facing many decisions in our life.
有时候不知道要往哪个方向走。
So which way we're going, we're so uncertain.
像说我们在找工作，或者甚至我们要找对象。
Jobs, future spouse.
甚至要找合伙人。
Even business partner.
有时候我们确实遇到像十字路口要选择一个方向。
It seems like cross section all along in our daily lives.
从过去人的经验里面看见，人生是很短暂的。
So life is short.
是一个单向的。
It seems like one way street only.
所以实在是没有条件让我们走很多这种迂回的道路，在那里盘旋。
So there's no time for circling around.
因为有时候一个决定做错的话，可能浪费了许许多多的时间和资源。
Once decisions made, there are consequences.
那今天我们想跟大家分享，怎么样我们能够知道这是上帝的引导？
So how we know this is a guidance from God?
圣经里面有一位我们大家非常熟悉的，就是使徒保罗。
We all know about Apostle Paul from the Scripture.
他的人生经验非常的丰富。
He went through a very eventful life.
他遭遇了很多的事情。
He suffered much.
那我们借着他自己所写的，好像有点像他自己的自传，在哥林多后书里面。
So we can almost see his autobiography, 2 Corinthians.
他讲他自己的经验。
He talked about his own experience.
他在哥林多后书11章讲到说，他们是基督的仆人吗？我更是，我比这些神的仆人多受劳苦，多下监牢。 受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的。这是在哥林多后书11章第23节。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 23. As a servant of Christ, I am out of my mind to talk like this. I am more, I have worked much harder, being in prison more frequently, be flogged more severely. And being exposed to death again and again.
所以他的经验里面呢，他已经可以到死亡的边缘这样的一种经历。
So reached the death quite often.
24节讲到说，被犹太人鞭打5次，每次40减去1下。
So he also flogged to the death 5 times. I received from the Jewish the 40 lashes minus 1.
被棍打了3次，被石头打了1次。 遇着船坏3次，一昼一夜在深海里。
3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea.
26节讲到说，又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险、盗贼的危险、同族的危险、外邦人的危险、城里的危险、旷野的危险、海中的危险、假弟兄的危险。
I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentile, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers.
这个如果在《使徒行传》你去看的时候，你就发现这个都是发生真正的发生在他身上的事情。
So you can consult a book of Acts, and you know what he mentioned were all true.
其中每一次的危险都是跟他的生命有关系的。
So his life was in danger many, many times over.
最后他讲到受劳碌、受困苦、多次不得睡、又饥又渴、多次不得食、受寒冷、赤身露体。
So I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked.
如果这一封信是我们当中你的孩子写给你的，说爸爸或妈妈，我在外面所发生的事情是这样。
If your son wrote such a letter to you, how as a parent would you feel?
但是这一个人所遭遇这么多的事情呢，他的生命常常有危险的，但是结果后来呢，他走出来，今天来看可以讲是基督的历史里面呢最伟大的一个耶稣的门徒。
Despite the danger he encountered, he became one of the greatest apostles for Jesus.
那也就是说，他从他开始认识耶稣，一直到末了，成为基督历史里面最伟大的一个信徒的话呢，这个过程中遇到这么多的难处跟障碍。
So we can tell he encountered many obstacles after he knew Jesus.
如果这么多的障碍里面不是有一位超越他的来引导他指导他怎么样的走过这些的障碍的话，那实在很难想象这个人可以成为我们大家所学习的对象。
How can he overcome those obstacles to become the apostle he is?
如果说只是他凭我们一般人的想象，就是一般人的思想，我怎么想就怎么做，我怎么决定我就怎么实行的话，不太可能能够经过这么多的困难重重。
From human's point of view, there's no way he can overcome.
所以他自己后来来见证他自己，说我这样的过这么多的困难里面，我怎么走出来的
？Throughout his witness, he told us how he overcome.
弗洛伊德啊，他讲了一句话，他说人生啊，好像就在下棋一样，一步失误的话呢，全盘皆输。这是非常令人悲哀的事情。
For it is there's a saying, life is just like chess, one error ruin everything.
但是他说人生还不如下棋啊，因为不可能再让你再重下一局。
And life is even worse than a chess match because there's no turning back.
事实上，保罗的一生呢只有五十多岁而已，这么短暂的生命呢，却能够达到这么样的一个让人能够很敬佩的一个地步呢，不是是因为保罗他自己的天资才分非常的高而已。
So Paul died in his 50, and he achieved so much, not because his own talents.
因为有一位超越在他之上的那一位呢，来带领他这个人生的路，虽然很短暂啊，怎么走？在那样的一个引导之下呢，却可以达到一个人能力是极限以上的一个成就。
So he was guided by overcoming from above, so that despite his short span of life, he can achieve so much for the human race.
那保罗要出来侍奉呢，一定是三十岁，所以到五十岁，也就是说他出来侍奉了大概二十多年的时间，就是他人生里面的二十多年的时间呢，就达到这样的一个巅峰的状态。
So he served about 20 years and reached the apex as apostle.
所以一个人若只花二十多年的时间，能够达到这样的成就，表示这二十多年的里面，几乎不可能让你产生什么大的重要的错误。
So that means for his achievement, he really commit anything drastically wrong.
所以我们今天想要来探讨，到底这些愿意走在这条路上能够达到一个非常好的一个结果的路呢，他们是怎么走的。
So let's follow how he walked through his life.
今天的题目是寻求主的引导。
That's why it's the topic of today's sermon, seeking Lord's guidance.
所以保罗呢，他在经验这么多的事情了以后呢，他讲在哥罗西书里面呢，他就写到这样的事情，说又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
So let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful.
这是他自己的见证，也就是说让基督的平安在我的心里面做主，我才有办法走出这条路来。
So let the peace of the Lord reign in your life, so that you can walk on his path.
做主 这个事情就是以他为主，以他为依据，这个叫做做主的意思。
So he's being Lord means he's in charge of everything.
So
the peace of Christ rules in your life. He will serve as your guide for your life.
那到底基督的平安是什么呢？
So what do you mean the peace of Christ?
在约翰福音里面，主耶稣自己讲说我的平安，他说我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
So in the book of John chapter 14, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
耶稣把这个平安呢讲得很绝对，他说这个是我的平安。
So it's an absolute peace, my peace.
而且他说我可以把我的平安留给你，能够赐给你。
So he said, my peace I give to you.
并且他说我的平安呢跟世上的平安呢是不一样的。
And it's not as the world gives.
世上的人也可以赐给我们平安的。
Sometimes you can get peace from the worldly people.
如果你上班的老板这阵子对你很好，你就感觉有平安。
If a peace treats you well, you feel the peace from him.
或者甚至你的配偶对你很好，你今天可以过一个很平安的日子。
So your spouse treats you well,You live a good day.
再大一点，这个社会或这个国家，这阵子很安定，你有一种平安。
If the country is stable, you feel the peace from the country.
所以我们也在追求这种的平安。
So that's what we're after.
但是我们的经验慢慢的告诉我们，这些平安是有一段时间是可以，但是却没有办法经历长时间的考验。
But there's limits for such peace. They won't last.
今天。我们会常常听到一些的信息说平安啊平安啊，其实并没有平安。
So we often heard about the message peace, but often it's not really there.
因为这种平安都是短暂的，听了以后觉得 很愉快很舒服，可是过一阵子以后呢，真正事情发生的时候，我们所感觉的那种从里面一种感觉出来的那种平安呢，却失去了。
It's the peace is only temporal until you encounter something troubling.
今天有一些的信息呢，都是在给人一种短暂的平安，人也很喜欢听这种的平安。
So many of the prosperity message give you peace for the temporary being.
有一个历史上所讲的一个国王啊，他很喜欢绘画，他就用重金呢来奖赏能够画出了得名的人。
There was a king like painting, so he gave out a huge reward for the good painter.
他给了一个题目就是平安，请他们用绘画的方法把它画出来。
So he asked the painter to portray peace.
最后有两个人等于 不分上下。
There were two finalists.
那有一位呢，他画的是一片的草原啊，是绿油油的田野，并且微风在那里吹拂着。
So one painted the pasture with gentle breeze.
你可以感觉到那个草波浪呢，非常的柔和。感觉看起来就心旷神怡。
So you can feel those peace in your heart.
那另外一幅画呢，是在一个海岸的大浪冲击在岩石上，激起了很大的浪花。
The other one is painting the coastline.
那岩石上面呢有一棵树，树上呢有一只鸟。
And then there was a trees and a bird on the tree along the coastline.
并且在那个鸟的旁边呢有一个鸟窝。
And then there's a nest.
他说这个是平安。
So he said, this is peace.
所以这耶稣说要给的平安呢，事实上是那个第二幅画的平安。
So I think the second portrait is what Jesus told us.
耶稣说我要将我的平安赐给你。
My peace I give you.
不像世上的人所赐的。
I do not give you as the world gives.
所以他说你们虽然有烦恼了，但是不要忧愁。
Even though you have trouble, worry not.
虽然有危险，但是不要胆怯。
Even though there's danger, do not despair.
其实我们每一个人心里面真正渴望的是这种的平安。
That's the real peace we desire.
有时候会想到说，哎呀，这个好日子不知道还有多久。
Sometimes we're wondering how long the good time rolls.
我过去在政府机关工作的时候，我当时认为这个工作是最稳定的。
I used to work for government. I thought that was one of the most stable jobs.
但是在我工作的里面，曾经有一次经济不景气到非常严重的地步。
But once there was a severe recession.
我当时想说，我要是在政府工作，应该最不需要担心的。
I thought I should worry nothing.
但是那一段时间因为太严重了，失业率那么高的时候，我也失去了平安。
But because the high unemployment rate, I lost peace. Even I had a job.
如果我把我的希望放在这个世上的平安的话呢，我就会受到很大的影响。
If I rest my hope on those, that affects me tremendously.
所以在这里讲到，耶稣说，我要把我的平安给你。
That's why Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you."
好像是说他拥有这个东西，是他有主权来给你的。
He owned the peace, and he had authority to give it to you.
那我们如果得到这个平安的话，我们就可以享受到基督的平安。
Once we receive that, and we can enjoy the peace of Christ.
那当我们接受了这个平安以后呢，我们就用这个平安来做主，做每一天的事情的时候，我们就知道他的引导。
So the peace will serve our guidance.
好，那这个平安，基督的平安是从哪里来的呢？
Where can we get the peace of Christ?
圣经里面讲到罪得到赦免的一种平安，叫赦罪的平安。
So we're talking about peace after conviction.
如果我们这平安是从基督来的话呢，这个平安是很不一样的。
The peace of Christ is totally different from the other peace.
耶稣这自己讲，他说他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
So when he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment.
这个他呢，指的就是圣灵。
He refers to the Holy Spirit.
所以也就是说，耶稣在告诉门徒说，当圣灵来了，来到你这里的时候呢，他就会叫你呢去为罪、为义、为审判呢，自己来责备自己。
So when the Holy Spirit come upon you, the Holy Spirit will convict you of your own sin.
这个圣灵来到你的身上的时候，这个事实上就是讲到你被带领到神的面前的意思。
The Holy Spirit will lead you in the presence of the Lord.
因为圣灵就是上帝。
Because Spirit is Lord.
所以圣灵来的时候，你就会 感经历到叫做属灵的临在啊，就是在神的面前的意思。
So when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will encounter the spiritual presence of the Lord.
一般人以为我们 面对面在神的面前的时候呢，我们都以为说是一个很愉快、很舒服、很满足的一种情况。
Everybody imagine in the presence of the Lord should be very satisfying and happy.
但是耶稣亲自告诉我们说，如果这个事情发生的，神的灵在你的面前的时候呢，你的感觉是自己责备自己。
But the Holy Spirit will convict you.
这个自己责备自己，英文的话就是讲那个字啊，就是像法院的里面呢，在法官的面前呢，把所有的证据呢陈列在你的面前。
That's a judicial term that all your wrongdoing was exposed in front of the court.
铁证如山啊，你没有办法再辩驳。
And there's nothing you can deny.
这个叫做自己责备自己。
That's how you are convicted.
那这个耶稣说，当我们自己责备自己的时候，第一个他说畏罪，自己责备自己。
So you're convicted about your own sin.
那他这个畏罪的原因是为什么会你自己责备自己？因为呢，他们不信我。也就是说，你畏罪自己责备自己，因为你不信他，你不信耶稣。
Because you haven't believed in Jesus.
上次我们已经讲到，这个信是信进去了，信进去了耶稣了。
So we're talking about faith within.
所以也就是说，当圣灵临在的时候呢，你的感觉会感觉到要自己为着罪来自己责备自己，意思就是我。没有信进去耶稣。
If you don't feel that, means there's no faith in you about Jesus.
这个信进去的意思就是， 我一旦信进去耶稣的时候，我的里面就有耶稣。所以也就是圣灵临在的时候，你会感觉到会自己责备自己的时候，你就觉得你会感受到我没有耶稣，我这个里面没有耶稣，这样的来责备自己。
If you have faith, you should feel the presence of Jesus within you. And if you don't have that, you will feel guilty.
就好像耶稣，圣经用其他方法，就是好像你是赤身肉体的，你没有耶稣遮盖你的，你没有耶稣，所以你会感觉到为什么会这样子呢？为什么我没有耶稣呢？
You feel naked because there's no Jesus' love covering you.
第二个，为义呢，因为我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。
In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer.
我们不但是为着罪自己责备自己呢，我们也为着义呢，也是自己责备自己。
We also blame ourselves about our unrighteousness.
因为耶稣说，因为我往父那里去，也就是说，耶稣呢已经被神可以接纳，父神可以接纳他了。
Because Jesus said, "I'm going to the Father. Father accepts the Son."
他为什么能够被父接纳？因为他胜过罪，他也胜过死亡。
Because Jesus overcome death and sin.
所以我们就不能再见他，因为他往父那里去了，他被父接纳了。
He was going to the Father. He was accepted by Father.
所以我们为什么会这样子来自己责备自己？因为什么？因为我们看到主耶稣可以被父接纳，我却不能被父接纳。
We blame ourselves because compared to Jesus, he was accepted by God, but we cannot be accepted.
第三个，为着审判，因为这世界的王受了审判。
In regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stand condemned.
那为着审判呢？因为这个世界的王，那就讲到这个世界是属撒旦的。
This world belongs to Satan.
那我也是属于这个世界的，所以我也是属这个属撒旦的。
We belong to this world. That's why we belong to Satan.
所以这个世界的王被审判的话，我也知道我也是要被审判的，所以我会自己责备自己。
Because the prince of this world will stand condemned, I stand condemned also.
这个是圣灵来的时候呢，对我们会产生的一个主观的反应。
So when Holy Spirit comes upon you, this is how you subjectively feel.
为着罪，我就发现我因为我不信进去耶稣啊，我里面没有耶稣，所以我就自己责备自己。
Because I do not have faith in Jesus within me, that's why I blame myself for that. Sin condemned.
为着义呢？因为主耶稣被父能够接纳，我却没有办法被父接纳，所以我就自己责备自己。
In regard of righteousness, Jesus can be accepted by God, but I cannot.
为着审判呢？因为这个世界的王呢被审判，我也是属于这个世界，我将来必须也被审判，所以我就自己责备自己。
Because the prince of the world will be judged, so will I be. That's why I stand condemned also.
所以这个圣灵来了以后，这一个的主观的反应产生了以后呢，这个让我们能够求得好的消息。前面讲的是一个实际的会发生的事情，但是后面有一个救恩的好消息，就是说，当你经历到这样的时候呢，你只要呼求主名，你就必得救。
However, even though you're condemned, as long as you cry out to the name of the Lord, you will be saved.
所以当我经历到为罪、为义、为审判、自己责备自己，我来呼求主，你来拯救我的时候，这个时候所有的一切的罪就被宝血洁净了。
If you feel convicted by your sin and unrighteousness, you cry out to the Lord, and the blood of Jesus will wash away all your sin.
这个罪被赦免的时候，这个时刻里面，你就可以经验到赦罪的平安。
Once you've done that, your sins forgiven, then you can experience the peace of Christ.
这个是每一个愿意信靠耶稣人你的特权。
This is the privilege as long as you're willing to accept Jesus.
这一个赦罪的平安是非常非常重要的，要走基督徒的这条路呢，这件事情是非常要紧的。
The peace of forgiveness, that's the most important thing as a Christian.
当你经验到罪被赦免了，罪被宝血洗净的时候，你会经验到你的良心非常的自由。
So once you experience the forgiveness, then your heart will be freed. That's the true freedom of your peace.
上帝不再责备你了。
God will no longer condemn you.
因为所有的罪债都已经付清了，耶稣在十字架上付了。
Because all your sins was redeemed by Jesus on the cross.
好，这个就是每一位弟兄姐妹你应该可以得着的赦罪的平安。
So this is the peace after conviction for every Christian.
这个平安是基督才能够给的平安。
It can only come from Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣说，这是我的平安，我将我的平安赐给你。
That's why Jesus said, "This is my peace I give to you."
好，有了这个平安以后呢，你有了这种经历了，你自己很主观的经历到说，赦罪以后，主耶稣把他的平安赐给我，你有办法经历到这个，感受到这个平安。
Once you really feel the forgiveness, then you can truly experience the peace.
这个就是保罗所讲，要用这个基督赦罪的这个平安，这个平安是基督的平安呢，来做主。
So that's why this is the peace of Christ being the Lord of your life.
等到你遇到一些的事情，一些十字路上必须做选择的时候，这个平安会来做主的。
So once you reach a crossroad in your life, you can decide based on the Christ, your Lord.
这个就有点像我们在做辐射线检验的时候呢，这种仪器啊。
This is the Geiger counter.
那这个东西呢，当有辐射的东西呢，这个上面的码表呢，它就会波动的。
If there's radiation, then the dial will flicker.
并且它会发出声音来响声的。
And also matched by noise.
而且呢，你越靠近辐射越多的地方，它的响声越强烈。
The closer you to the origin of the radiation, the louder it will become.
所以有了基督的平安，就像 这种的仪器在我们的心灵里面。
So it's the peace of Christ equivalent to having a Geiger counter in your heart.
你必须做选择的时候，往这个方向选择的时候呢，你会经验到这个里面的平安呢，越来越增加，越来越增加。
If you make the right decision, the radiation detector will make louder noise.
那你就知道这个方向是对的，因为里面基督的平安越来 越清楚，越来越清楚。
So you know you make the right decision, and the peace will grow in your heart.
如果你选择另外一个方向的时候，你会经历到那个基督的平安呢，越来越少，越来越少。
If you choose the other way, then the peace of Christ will be diminishing within you.
这个就告诉你，这个方向不是上帝的意思。
Then you know you're heading to the wrong direction.
那我很愿意建议弟兄姐妹学习来尝试，要经历这样的平安。
So I advise you.Learn to experience this peace.
特别是刚刚开始的人要经历的话呢，你不要选择很大很严重的事情来做这样的试验。
Especially for beginning Christian, don't try to make major decision.
像好像我要娶这个人或者我要嫁这个人，我第一次就用这种方法来试验。
So if you decide to marry a certain person, don't do that on your first try.
你找那种不是很大的事情，你要从这个地方来练习。
Practice from something minor first.
那这个练习的前提就是，是会有风险的，是会有风险的。
There's always risk involved.
所以我才建议说，弟兄姐妹用不是太大的事情做开始的练习。
So you need to practice from something trivial first.
但是呢，你要学习，就是说，一旦主的引导一出现的话，我一定顺服，我绝对不会在那里又再用我的理智在那里跟他拖拖拉拉的。
Try to learn to obey God's will. Don't struggle against God's will.
最主要的，你的重点呢，不是在这件事情对我的益处多少，而是在重点在我那个基督的平安是越来越明显，还是越来越不明显。重点是要放在这个地方。
The emphasis is not what is in for you. It's about whether you can experience the peace of Christ.
有了这样的练习几次以后呢，你就会慢慢熟悉到。基督的平安怎么来引导你
？The more you practice, the more you learn how the Christ of Jesus will guide you.
你很有可能会进入一种状况，就是你的理智认为一定要应该是这样子。
There's a possibility that your reason, your logic, pointed to the other way.
但是你愿意这样的操练的时候呢，你会经验到基督的平安呢，有时候会跟你这完全相反的。
Totally opposite to the Christ of peace.
你的理智上会有很多的理由说这个不是不应该走这个方向。
There are many excuses not to follow the Christ of peace.
我曾经跟学生讲说，你甚至连修哪一门课呢，你都可以尝拿这样的来练习看看。
Sometimes you can decide just like which class to take in school.
或者是说，姐妹，你要上街，要不要买这件衣服或不买这件衣服？你也可以试着用这种方法来尝试看看。
Even during shopping.
有了这样的经验以后呢，你就知道说，基督的平安到底跟你之间是用什么方法来让你有感受的。
Then you know how the Christ of peace communicate with you in your heart.
那这样的操练了几次的以后呢，你以后再来逐渐的会。有一些事情是很重要的时候，你就有把握，你做的决定是因为主的引导。
Then you progress into the more important decisions.
我们来思想保罗，他所遭遇的，刚才一起头是讲到他遇到那么多的事情。
At the beginning, we talk about the obstacle and injury from Paul.
如果按理智来想的话，如果这么多的危险的话，那我就 不走这条方向了。
So for us, with such adversity, we probably just split, choose the other way around.
所以也就是保罗并不是盲目的。
But Paul was not blind.
他有一位在天上知道整个过程要发生的事情的那一位在引导他。
So he knew he was led by the all-knowing God.
就好像今天好像有这个。卫星的 GPS 啊，在上面看你当走哪一条路是最有效果的。
So just equivalent to GPS guiding you.
所以如果我们有开始的这样的经历了以后呢，你会逐步明白他的引导是怎么样的方式来带领你。
So gradually you will understand more and more about his guidance.
我曾经跟弟兄姐妹分享过我。有个工作要给我 offer， 我没有去选择。按我的理智，当时想，没有找到一个缺点说不需要不接受这个 offer 的。
I share with you, I turned down the job, but in my mind, the job was perfect for me.
但是因为里面的平安给我很清楚的引导。
But however, I did not have peace within me, so I know how it should lead me.
但是那个不是我第一次去尝试用这样的方法来经验主的带领。
But that was not my first choice or first experience.
事实上已经经验过很多很多很小 不大不小的事情，逐步慢慢累积经验了以后，才敢做这样的。
I took baby steps on how to decide according to Christ's peace. That's why when I face this one, I make the right choice based on the peace of Christ.
所以我们彼此勉励啊，学习把这个基督的平安呢。这个感受呢，找到了。
Let's encourage others to find the peace of Christ.
那这个选择呢，有时候确实当时会有点纳闷的。
Sometimes it's very difficult to choose.
我当时隔一天早上就把这个 offer 取消了以后呢，我也是在那里反复在那里回想说，到底这样做好还是不好，还是会有的。
The next morning after I turned down the offer, I regretted.
希望我们一起来学习。
Let's learn together.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你把耶稣的平安赏给我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, thanks for giving the Christ of peace to us.
时间跟机会是非常的有限，所以我们需要属天的引导。
Life is short, that's why we need your guidance from you.
帮助我们常常经历基督的平安。
Help us experience often the peace of Christ.
并且真实让基督的平安在我们心中做主。
Grow in the heart, lead us, guide us.
引导我们为着你自己的荣耀。
For your glory.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，先让我们大家一同起立，同时翻开我们的圣诗第436首。圣诗第436首，救主在等待。
Let us rise and open our hymnals to number 436, The Savior is Waiting. The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer to him? Time after time.Has waited before, and now he is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how he wants to come in. If you'll take one step toward the Savior, my friend.You'll find his arms open wide. Receive him and all of your darkness will end. Within your heart he'll abide. Time after time he has waited before, and nowHe is waiting again. To see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how he wants to come in.
Amen. 现在大家请坐。
Amen. Please be seated.
现在是奉献和祷告的时间，让我们用这个机会来思念主耶稣对我们的恩典。It's time for offering and prayer. Let's use this opportunity to thank God's blessing on us. 下面请艾希尔上来帮助收取奉献。